Jekka News, you need to know now.
Pretoria and Mpumalanga Thursday with a high of 22 degrees. Joburg going up to 21.
In Centurion on the N14 eastbound, there's slow moving traffic towards the Brakfontein interchange.
And in your sports headlines, FA charged Chelsea's Modric with doping offences and Barbarian's mystery means the Bok analysis team must adapt. Details at 8:30.
We start with the political fallout between the EFF and the United Kingdom. The EFF is accusing Britain of being cowards and stifling democratic debate. This comes after the UK Home Office denied an entry visa to EFF leader Julius Malema, stating that Malema's presence in Britain would not be conducive to the public good. Malema received this letter on Monday, the content of which was then confirmed to AFP. This was Malema's second attempt after he was last month also denied a UK visa. The British High Commission in South Africa then apologised for delays in processing the application, citing public holidays in the UK. Lebo Hangdashe has more about the latest developments.
In its rejection letter, the UK visa office names Malema's vocal support for the Palestinian armed group Hamas as the main reason for the decision, adding that Hamas is banned in Britain. The office goes further to mention some of Malema's public comments since 2022, and especially his chant to cut the throat of whiteness, and the controversial anti-apartheid song Kill the Boer, Kill the Farmer, as further reasons for him not being allowed in the UK. The 44-year-old Malema has been told by the UK government that his conduct, character and associations makes it undesirable to grant him entry to the UK. Lebohang Dashe, Jacaranda FM News.
More about that story at jacarandafm.com. Click on news. Sticking to politics, speculations mounting that Floyd Chabambu, a once deputy leader of the EFF, could possibly announce that he is now leaving the Umkhonto we Sizwe party. Chabambu's next steps are expected to be revealed when he addresses the media later today at a conference that the MK party has since distanced itself from. It's been 2 weeks since Chabambu was removed as secretary general of the MK party. To other news, poultry imports from Brazil to South Africa resumed today following a suspension caused by an outbreak of avian influenza. Industry experts say the ban costs the country more than 100 million meals per week, adding pressure to food prices and security. The latest inflation data shows that food inflation jumped to 4.8% in May. More about that on our news blog. International news takes us to southern Israel, where a hospital was this morning hit by a barrage of dozens of Iranian missiles. Officials say another impact was also reported by emergency services in the Tel Aviv area. Sirens sounded across Israel in the early hours when the ballistic missiles were detected. It comes as the conflict is now entering its 1 week mark. And in America, U.S. President Donald Trump took a break from the Middle East tension to unveil two huge new flagpoles. These 27-meter-high poles have been installed on both sides of the White House. The 79-year-old Trump told the media he personally paid the $50,000 for each of the poles, and he added, of course,
"This is about the largest you'll ever see, and it's tapered. And these are the best poles anywhere in the country, or in the world, actually."
What?
What is that saying? He's what? Doing the Lord's work.
There's now two new flagpoles, one at the front of the White House. Because remember, they always just had the flagpole on the roof with the flag on. So Trump says he could never understand why the White House has only one flagpole.
The best in the world.
So these are 27 meters high with the biggest American flag.
Everyone has this person on their team. It's everyone's doing the real work, and then he's like, "Hey guys, what is your favorite color?" Tim, ons moet nou werk, okay? Luister, ons moet hierdie ding klaar maak, hierso, Tim, okay?
Yes.
Nee, maar is dit oranje of rooi?
Yeah. Just distract a bit from the job at hand.
Exactly.
To tell the whole world that it is the best. It's tapered and it's got apparently a special top.
Yeah.
But no one could see it because it was
like
too high.
Like a flag.
No, the pole. The pole has-